USA News. I'm Skip Kelly. Israeli forces are pressing deeper into Gaza City. Israel is agreeing to daily four-hour pauses into fighting for daily humanitarian aid and to get in and allow people to get out. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said at a news conference on Saturday,
after Gaza would be demilitarized, there would be no more threat to Israel from there. And to assure that there is no such threat, as long as necessary, the IDF will control as far as security is concerned.
A Texas police officer was killed in a shooting that also left a shooter dead and another officer wounded. Two additional individuals were found dead inside a home in Austin. The incident began when officers were called to the home shortly after 3 a.m. Saturday by a woman screaming that she was being stabbed. When officers attempted to enter the home, they faced gunfire, leading to a SWAT team intervention, resulting in the death of the suspect and the injury of one officer. So far, no names have been released. California is taking a stand against fake news by teaching classes about it in public schools.
Sacramento is taking a stand against misinformation with a new California law set to go into effect next year. The Democrat-backed legislation requires all K-12 students in schools to receive education in media literacy skills. The curriculum will focus on developing critical thinking when assessing online stories and recognizing potential falsehoods. Instead of a standalone program, these lessons will be seamlessly incorporated into existing classes throughout the school year. I'm John Schaefer.
Recent maps provide insight into the regions that will experience the heaviest snowfall this year. Researchers at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration have updated data on the areas most likely to be affected by El Niño, a natural weather pattern in the tropical Pacific. This encompasses the mid-Atlantic, elevated areas in the southwestern California, as well as southern United States. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Former President George W. Bush expressed confidence that the Israel-Hamas conflict will ultimately end, fostering unity among all Americans.
Yeah, the images are grim. And yes, there's violence. But ultimately, love overcomes hate.
Bush made the remarks during his annual bike ride in Texas, organized to support injured veterans. Bush has consistently voiced unwavering support for Israel, emphasizing last week that in his view, quote, one side is guilty and it's not Israel. The nation paid tributes to its military veterans today. President Biden took part in a Veterans Day wreath-laying ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery Saturday morning. Biden announced changes to veterans' health care benefits, including the creation of a task force designed to protect veterans from scams. Jim Harbaugh of Michigan has been suspended from coaching games for the remainder of the regular season, according to an announcement from the Big Ten. The suspension comes as the NCAA conducts an investigation into allegations regarding Michigan's potential involvement in a sign-stealing program during the previous season. President Biden maintains his innocence amid the ongoing impeachment inquiry led by the House Oversight Committee. Committee Chair James Comer has issued subpoenas to two former business associates of Hunter Biden and two other individuals connected to the president's son. Republicans allege that the president has engaged in unlawful profit from his family's foreign business dealings. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.